Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So as we begin this weekend edition of the program, everybody, Israel is bracing for attacks from Iran, which we understand could be imminent. And the United States is actually moving different forces into the Middle East because of this imminent strike that is anticipated. My friends, we are beginning this program in a particular kind of world. It could be by the time we reach the end of this weekend, we might be living in a very different kind of world, depending on what the decision is in Tehran. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden simply told the country of Iran, the government of Iran, via the media, to simply don't. A one-word message to Iran, and it was don't. Well, folks, I don't know if Tehran is going to heed that warning. They didn't before. And I got to tell you, we are about to see perhaps how all this is going to play out in terms of the Biden administration and its lack of leadership that has led up to this. And Israel, I know, is going to respond in a very significant way if this attack moves forward. We understand that there are at least 100 drones that may be ready to go, and so this will be not an insignificant development, to say the least. Could change the course of where this war is going with Israel and Hamas, certainly. And as I said, we will see. But folks, first of all, welcome to the program. It is the weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning, this wonderful Saturday morning. Now, some of you may be hearing this program a little later on during the weekend as it plays on a different station or a station near you. So we may know more at that point from what we know right now on early Saturday morning, but we're going to tell you what we know, and we will try to flesh it out as best as possible. Also, if you're live with us this morning and you're listening, and you would like to opine, on the program, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to speak to me here on the program. Also, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you would so desire and like to send us a direct message this morning. We always love to hear from you via direct message. We've already heard from Richard the Marine. From his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. He says, good morning. Hello, Mr. Kyle. 49 degrees and cloudy. Have a great weekend. Semper Fi. Well, thank you, Richard. Yes, Semper Fi right back at you. And, yeah, it's cloudy here. It's been cloudy all day in Southern California. We're expecting some rain on Saturday afternoon, maybe a little bit on Sunday. So we are going to get some of that rain that Richard the Marine said he would so kindly send our way. So we do appreciate that. We've also heard from driver Ron in Denver this morning already. He's got some great song suggestions for us today, and I think they're pretty cool, and I think we're definitely going to play them as we move through the Saturday morning here, the weekend edition officially launching. But something else that's officially launching, hopefully not, are these drones or these other attack that may be coming from Iran. And as I said, Israel's bracing for that attack. This from Bloomberg. They're bracing for a direct and unprecedented attack by Iran on government targets as soon as Saturday. Again, here we are, early Saturday morning, as we're live on the program. According to people familiar with Western intelligence assessments, a move that is the potential to trigger an all-out regional war. Now, arguably, there is a regional war occurring, but to this degree, it could be a very, very significant development. And the United States, of course, would be put into a very, very tense position And we were talking about this with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com yesterday morning. We'll be talking with her again in hour number three of the broadcast this morning. And the idea, of course, of what would the United States actually do in light of an attack from Iran? Well, mostly could be defensive, meaning to try to shoot down some of these incoming drones or other missiles or other modes of attack. But at the same time, when something like this happens, there can be a very significant trigger to get more directly involved. Now, as I said, President Biden has had a message for the government in Tehran, and I believe we might have that. I believe we might have that what the president's message was. And I do think we have that audio clip. It's a very, very kind of short response, but let's listen in, shall we? This is from earlier from President Joe Biden at a speech at the National Action Network on Friday. Let's listen in.
President, Iran in this moment.
Don't.
Are American personnel and assets at risk, Mr. President? Mr. President, are American troops at risk as well?
We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel, and Iran will not succeed. Thank you very much.
Well, we're sure you're a direct U.S. response.
Well, I don't know. How do you feel after that? First of all, they did tell Iran don't already. They told them that before. And Iran goes ahead and does stuff. Iran was behind the Hezbollah attack on October 7th. So you tell me, do you think Iran is going to listen to President Joe Biden saying don't? Now, by the way, it pains me to have to look at it from this perspective, because we're talking again about a possible major escalation in this conflict. We're talking real lives, and we're talking dealing with a state sponsor of terrorism that has no other mission other than to destroy Israel, create havoc, and go on their own path. So, yes, the president did come back to the podium and say, well, we'll defend Israel, we'll do this. I don't know. Did it seem to you like that was as emphatic as we got to stop Netanyahu? Did it seem as emphatic as we got to stop people from trying to close the border, stuff like that? I don't think so. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Weekend Edition is officially launched, and we are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So, as we look back on the week, of course, there were a lot of interesting things, to say the least, that happened. And, of course, we had the big eclipse, right? And I got to tell you, I got to go outside, and we had the special glasses, and we were able to look up, and I was able to see the moon, you know, traversing across the sun. And here in Southern California, it was just a little bit. It wasn't a whole lot, maybe about a third or so at peak, which was about 11:15 a.m. that day, local time, of course. And so, but it was really cool. It was really kind of neat to see. But that wasn't the most interesting thing about the eclipse. And folks, we are going, not at this exact moment, but we are going to play on the program. This morning, we're going to play for you, once again, Sheila Jackson Lee, representative from Texas, Democrat representative from Texas, as she explained the eclipse to some high school students, and I believe it was Booker T. Washington High School in Houston. And then it doesn't stop there. So I'm going to tell you, you got to hold on, because it doesn't stop there. She then addressed how her comments were addressed later on in the actual House of Representatives. This is talk show gold. I'm telling you that. And so stay tuned here on this weekend edition. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Once again, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you're listening to the program anytime during the weekend and you want to send us a direct message, please feel free to do so. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And we would love to hear what you have to say. Lucy, who listens to us on 930 The Answer in the Tampa and Sarasota area in Florida, she wrote in, and she sent the really just one of the most nicest messages I think we've ever got. One of the most one of the most encouraging ones in the sense of, again, the kind of impact that the program is having. And it really it absolutely just does my heart so good. And she writes in, she says, "Thank you, Mr. Kyle. My PT, physical therapist, calls you my, quote, second PT or second physical therapist. Embarrassed to say how thrilling it is to drive. My dad did tons of stories, AP, on his Hero Truckers. In this whole medical experience, I discovered this overnight world of wonderful people. My dad and Denise Simon, that is, would have been besties. Cynical and smart, very proud today, RNC donator, no embarrassment." And, you know, I'm telling you, Lucy, again, for those of you who listen to us on the weekend, or you might not have heard Lucy's story, you know, Lucy had been in the hospital for quite a while, for over a month when she had contacted us. And she said she loved listening to the program. They were listening overnight. The nurses in the hospital were listening along. And she finally was able to be discharged, go home, and start physical therapy and so forth. And then just a few days ago, she let us know that she was actually able to start driving again after this long process. And it was just really great. And by the way, we have other listeners who chime in and say, "Hey, this is great to hear about Lucy." So thank you, Lucy. We appreciate all your kind words. And I am proud, honored, to be the second PT in this. And once again, it just is so cool that you're doing so well and doing so much better. And, yeah, it's cool words about Denise as well. But, yes, it is and I love the way you describe it, an overnight world of wonderful people. Well, that's really what we're after here. We are building an overnight community with this program that I think is going to be second to none. It's going to be unparalleled. And, you know, we talk about these big stories. We talk about some of the smaller, quote-unquote, stories as well. We try to give you the best analysis we can. And we also try to have fun. We try to laugh a little bit. And we have some great music as well. So it's pretty eclectic. And I'm pretty happy that we have a pretty eclectic group of listeners as well that continue to find this program. So thank you, Lucy. Thank you to everybody out there, because this is the best job in the world. I kid you not. This is the best job in the world, and I have you to thank for that. So thank you once again. And, Lucy, I'm so glad that everything is going so very well. All right. So, you know, I'm telling you, what's happening with the Iran issue, again, is going to be a major, major development. So as we go through early Saturday morning, Saturday and Sunday, we get to Monday, we don't know what might transpire at that point. But we are going to continue, of course, to be on top of it. We'll continue to watch it very closely, and I'm sure we'll have a lot of comment about it as we hit the Monday edition. Well, you know, this is what it sounded like, my friends, at a Chick-fil-A in Atlanta when former President Donald Trump visited. And this, again, this is exactly what it sounded like. So take a listen.
Okay, 4 p.m. We've been 4 p.m.
Come here, let me give you a hug.
Please do.
It's a young lady who said, no matter what they say, basically, we support you. And she is ecstatic to be getting a hug from former President Trump. This from the New York Post, my friends. A supporter who hugged Trump at Atlanta Chick-fil-A says media isn't honest about coverage on black voters. This is an important, important political aspect of what's happening in this election season, my friends. A Trump supporter who met the former president at an Atlanta Chick-fil-A spoke out Friday against the media's coverage of black voters, accusing mainstream media outlets of, quote, warping the perception of Trump's popularity in the community. Conserve the Culture founder Michaela Montgomery, who went viral Wednesday when she hugged Trump during his visit to the restaurant, joined Fox and Friends to discuss the exchange. Quote, "The general consensus on social media would have you thinking that if President Trump were to show up at the HBCU, historically black colleges and universities, that like some angry mob would form or a riot would ensue and that he would not be welcome. And clearly the sentiment in that room the other day was the complete opposite, Montgomery told Lawrence Jones. He was very welcome. People were excited to see him. People showed up in support of him. And people, of course, were from all four institutions of the AUC, Atlanta University Center, the local HBCU community in Atlanta. And they showed up in support of him, she continued. Trump stopped at the Atlanta Chick-fil-A to speak with supporters, buying them food and milkshakes. Milkshake sounds pretty good right about now, by the way. And so, but buying them food and milkshakes before attending a fundraiser in the area. Montgomery was at that location and shouted to him, "I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump, we support you." In response, Trump smiled and hugged her. "I really appreciate that we were able to not only let him know that regardless of what social media says, I know they're trying to make a stink, we're supposed to hate you, but we don't," Montgomery said, recalling the interaction. And isn't that exactly it, my friends? Let me tell you, the far left, the Democrat Party elite, they absolutely want you to be in a particular pigeonhole, put you in a particular frame, whatever, a compartment, whatever it is you want to call it, so that you hate your other groups, hate your neighbor. So, right, it goes completely against love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself, right? That's from the scripture. And if they can continue to compartmentalize you based on your ethnicity, your race, cultural background, all whatever it might be, then they can literally believe they continue to win. Divide and conquer. It's the oldest, one of the oldest tricks in the book, right? And additionally, it was a learning experience for my students because they were able to see and experience firsthand how the media can warp that perception of an opinion or a person, she went on. Because, like I said, to think that these students who attend these illustrious institutions aren't smart enough to make their own decisions, so much so that they would only show support for Trump because he bought chicken sandwiches and milkshakes, that in and itself is the most disturbing part of it all, she continued. Especially when you think about the fact that it was mainly urban media outlets that were doing everything in their power to turn black people against these young black kids who simply were not shy to explore other options. Wow. My friends, this exemplifies a wonderful American spirit and talk about self-determination, making your own decisions is the bedrock of that. Stay right there, folks. We are coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. There will be a key meeting between the two top men in the Republican Party, former President Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson, today. After the meeting, Johnson and Trump will speak to reporters outside Mar-a-Lago. A former American diplomat and Cuban spy faces sentencing. Victor Roca took a plea deal after he was charged last year with violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act. A State Department employee for two decades, Roca used his position during the Clinton administration to pass information to Cuba. The Prime Minister of Japan spoke before a gathering of U.S. lawmakers in Congress. Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said his country continues to rely on America as a leader in the world. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You know, the program flies by Monday through Friday, of course. But on the weekend, I don't know, I think we got like a tailwind or something happening on the weekend show. And it also really just flies by. So, you know, a lot of people are working early Saturday mornings. They're doing something out there. And so we're more than happy to make sure that we help your morning fly by, because that's exactly what we're all about here. And once again, we're glad to be with you. If you're listening with us live here this morning on Saturday, April the 13th, I believe. April the 13th on Saturday. And if you're listening and you'd like to give us a call, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. But if you're listening to us whatever time during the weekend, if you're hearing the show on a replay at a different station in your area, then you definitely can send us a direct message anytime. Simply go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and we would love to hear from you from there as well. So whatever it is that you're doing, we do want to hear from you. All right, so once again, folks, there's so many things going on. Don't even know kind of where to start with some of this stuff. But definitely, you know, the story on Thursday, we talked about it on the Friday morning edition, of course, was that O.J. Simpson had passed away from cancer at age 76 in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it brought back a lot of the memories of what surrounded, obviously, the first and foremost, the terrible event of the murder of two innocent people, Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman,
who happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. Aaron in Denver had called the program yesterday and reiterated that as well. And everybody was kind of talking about where they were, what they were doing at the time when the Bronco chase occurred. I'd gotten home from work that afternoon. I think it kind of started up. It was beginning, I believe, by the time I made it home. I turned on the TV. It was wall-to-wall, of course, with the slow chase for the Bronco. And everybody kind of remembers because it was pretty significant media event, but, you know, to some degree a cultural event, I guess, because O.J. Simpson was such a big celebrity. He was so beloved as a sports hero, as an actor, as a, you know, comedy, as a spokesperson, all these things. It was the quintessential success story for America, right? For somebody who could just literally just have it all. And as we were talking with our callers and our guests yesterday morning on Friday, you know, discussing the news as it was kind of new, you know, this notion was, you know, how could OJ have done this? Really, he can't be guilty. It can't be him. And then all this evidence started coming out, even early on to a great degree, but certainly as the trial wore on, you had this feeling that, well, yep, this, you know, is this, in other words, you could no longer argue with the direction that all this was going. And it's, again, then it becomes this tragedy story. And not so much a tragedy about OJ per se. It is a tragic fall. But the tragedy in and of itself of these brutal, grisly murders that were just so heinous and brutal that you can't even describe it. And that's the thing that could that have been prevented? You know, how could that have been prevented? And that's the age-old question. But what happened, though, with that trial, as it became this media circus, is that it became this, you know, who has the will to win here? Who has the most resources? OJ brings in the dream team, of which Alan Dershowitz was one as well. And so you have this dream team, and they're able to go over all the DNA evidence at that time, the blood evidence, all these different things, you know, and people think, well, does it boil down to these key moments of the trial? One of the key moments, one of the biggest key moments, I think, was, of course, the glove. And Johnny Cochran, who led the dream team, you know, basically said, you know, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. And yeah, it rhymed and it became kind of a catchphrase, but that was a brilliant, you know, legal maneuver. And I don't think OJ had ever put the glove on before. If I recall correctly, I don't think he'd ever put the glove on, you know, prior, you know, like, here's the evidence, we want you to try this on, or, you know, we're going to look at this first. I think he tried to put it on, or they had him try to put it on in the live session of the court. And so he struggled and tried to do it, and we all remember he's tried to hold his hand up and, you know, say, I can't do it. But of course there may have been some shrinkage in the glove, and it would have been affected by being soaked in the blood and this kind of thing. Again, a very grisly thing to think about. And that's, you know, because as a defense attorney, you're always looking to find that reasonable doubt so that a juror can hang their hat on something that sounds like reasonable doubt. That's the goal, obviously. But the whole thing became such a circus as to just win. And I think that's where we had some departure, certainly culturally, certainly media-wise. And this was all before anybody had a smartphone or there was any streaming available and anything like that. This was all sort of pre, you know, a wall-to-wall internet for everybody. And people would gather. They were outside the courthouse. There were the racial components to it as well. And it was a very, very difficult time, I think. But looking back on it, now OJ, of course, has gone on to meet his maker, basically. And so, you know, we'd still look back and see what happened with the initial murders. And, you know, O.J. in later years would say, well, I want to go find the, I think even right after the acquittal, we're going to go find the real killers. I don't think anybody ever went to go find any real killers, and so on and so forth. He was, again, then convicted, or lost, I should say, a civil trial, which found him, I believe, responsible, you know, in a civil case where it's a preponderance of the evidence and not a beyond the reasonable, shadow of a reasonable doubt, basically. And then, of course, he was also imprisoned for robbery and kidnapping regarding sports memorabilia and so forth. So it was, again, the tragic fall is there. All the media and all the culture is there. But the two people who lost their lives on that terrible night in Brentwood, you know, sparked this whole thing. And so I don't know. Hopefully, do they rest easier now that O.J. is gone. I just don't know. But one of the things, though, that happened at the White House press briefing room was that they were asked about O.J. Simpson, and they were asked about any thoughts about his passing. Let's listen into Karine Jean-Pierre speaking about that.
Is there any reaction from the president to O.J. Simpson's death? Do you know if they ever crossed paths? If so, how, when?
So I'll say this, our thoughts are with his families during this difficult time, obviously with his family and loved ones. And I'll say this, I know that they have asked for some privacy, and so we're going to respect that. I'll just leave it there.
Okay, so you heard what Karine Jean-Pierre just said. And what did I just talk about? What did me and my guests and our callers yesterday talk about? What was on everybody's minds? Well, of course, you know. I know you know. But it was, again, those who were killed, who lost their lives, that started this whole thing. And yes, I know O.J. was not convicted. I know that O.J. lost that civil trial. But Karine Jean-Pierre just had to say, well, you know, we send our out before it. And never mention that. I mean, I can see, you know, the trying to be with this here, it's like a nicety that she was doing, but not to mention to say, well, and of course, we always remember the two people, innocent people, who lost their lives on that terrible night. It wouldn't have been too much more, I think, for her to say such a thing. Well, folks, stay right there because the weekend edition continues. We want to know what you think about what happened with the O.J. trial, your thoughts on O.J. Simpson's passing. You're welcome to give us a call this morning, 949-822-7959. Or you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. Send us a direct message. When we come back, we've got a great song lined up by request from Driver Ron in Denver. You don't want to miss this as we progress through the weekend edition, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Third Watch.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And whenever this bumper comes up, I always think about Sonny Crockett driving the Ferrari Daytona Spider through the streets of Miami. And so if you happen to be driving a Ferrari, any Ferrari, through the streets of Miami this morning, you go right to the top of the phone line. So I'll tell you that much. But welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we have so many more things to tell you about. I love doing that, by the way. I love doing that. And that composer is Jan Hammer, by the way, who did all the music for Miami Vice, played, I think, all the instruments himself. He had a studio and just a really very brilliant composer just was able to work with all that latest technology that was state of the art, right? Back when Miami Vice was on television, stuff like, I think that's the Fairlight synthesizer there, Fairlight sampler or something like that. But you get that real cool, breathy sound there. All right, so folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And I saw this earlier today in Fortune. Between earthquakes popping up in usual and unusual places, murder hornets making a brief debut a couple of years ago, remember those, and the price of a Trader Joe banana rising for the first time in decades, the world seems to be increasingly unpredictable, much like a Mentos mint popped into a Coke bottle. The pressure is bubbling and potentially set to burst. All this under the headline, Americans fear the end. Economic collapse looms largest on the nation's mind, and that's bad news for Biden. Well, sure. Just go back three years at this point, right? A little over 3 years. Joe Biden took office. Was inflation surging when Joe Biden took office? No. In fact, it was not. It was hardly there at all. It was like 1.4%, if memory serves. And then about April, it started surging like 4% or 4-point-something%. It was more than that, right? So, you know, Joe Biden the other day at the White House says, well, it was surging when it got here, or inflation was skyrocketing. That was the word he used. It was skyrocketing. And it was at 9%. We got it to 3%. But guess what? That doesn't mean that suddenly all those inflated prices started coming down. No, they're still very high. Maybe the rate of inflation has slowed a little, but it's still there. And it's still way, way, way too high, the cost of everything. So I saw this headline. Again, Americans fear the end. Economic collapse looms largest on the nation's mind. That's bad news for Biden. But the prime fear among doomsday preppers is less out of this world, like an alien invasion or a zombie apocalypse. Rather, it takes place on Wall Street's doorstep. A third, 33% of Americans, fear the end of the U.S. will be the result of a total economic collapse that ripples across the nation, according to a poll released by Ipsos Consumer Tracker. Other apocalyptic anxieties revolve around World War III, 25%, climate change, 19%, another pandemic, 12%, killer robots, comes in at 2%. A portion of the respondents, 6%, say none of the above are on their minds when they fear the end, okay? You know, there's a lot going on here, my friends. There's a lot going on. And we're going to continue to talk about it as we go through the program this morning. But thank heavens, the end is not yet. I'm telling you that much. The end is not yet. Thank heavens, because we've got in this portion of the program, as you may recall, or if you're new to the program, we often play a great song in this portion of the program in hour number one and hour number two. Kind of keep us going, lift our spirits. Certainly that it would be very, very apropos at this point, given the idea of what this particular poll shows. We got a great request from Driver Ron in Denver, and it's all about this song kind of, you know, is about driving, I think is what he was saying. It's about driving. So, yeah, I concur. But this is a cool song that came from Billy Ocean, and this also back in the 80s. And it is a pretty cool song. Great, great production. And Billy Ocean, yeah. Don't get me started. All right.
Hey, you. Oh, get into my car. It's you. Oh, get into my car. Thank you.
Nation. Get out of my dreams. You know, get into my car. Well said. All right. Welcome back, everybody, of course. This was a very cool song. I'm going to tell you, when this song was brand new, when this song was on the radio, this is the kind of, I don't know, maybe I drove a little faster when this song was, I'm pretty sure that I did, but I'm telling you, it still sounds great. And that's really the mark of a great record, you know, a great song, a great recording, when even so many years later, you can hear that, you can hear kind of the very beginning of it, and you go, okay, yeah, I remember this one. This is cool. And this has so much energy to it that it's I don't know, if you could bottle this stuff, you could bottle the energy in this song, but it's just got a great production. Yeah, it's evocative of the era, no doubt about that. But at the same time, it still moves, and it's still kind of cool. So thank you, Driver Ron in Denver. We appreciate that so very much. We always get great song suggestions from Ron. And also, folks, we're going to get ready to climb up to the top of the hour right here. So we hope that you can stay with us. Top of the hour news is next. We'll get updated on everything. We'll come back here. We'll talk about everything. We'll take your telephone calls, and we'll also look at your direct messages as well. So head over to KyleWarrenShow.com here in the interim. And send us a direct message if you like, KyleWarrenShow.com, of course. As we make our way through the weekend edition, whatever time you're listening to us, we hope that you're having a great weekend. We hope that you got some great plans. We hope the weather cooperates. And we are coming right back, my friends, right here on this weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.